Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called How Come You Don't Call Me No More? The ingredients you need: 1 ounce of tequila or mezcal. I thought they were the same thing. One was just smoky. Fresh lime wedge, 4 ounces of chilled champagne, 4 ounces of some orange juice, some grenadine, and you can have a fresh orange peel if you decide you want to use it as a garnish. So here's how you're going to make it. Pour your tequila into a champagne flute, add a squeeze of fresh lime juice, pour in champagne until the glass is about a half full, then fill the remaining glass, leaving a half of inch or so of room at the top. For the orange juice, add a splash of grenadine and then garnish your glass if desired with the lime or the orange peel. Serve immediately while it's still good and bubbly. How come you don't call me no more?
You know, I could do this without the orange juice and without, well, the grenadine might be all right. You've been on a grenadine kick.
I be feeling like I just like the color that it adds. Because can you really taste grenadine?
I mean, not when you put some nasty ass, thick ass orange juice in it. No, but I do like grenadine. Like, I used to love ordering Shirley Temple.
So wait, do you not like mimosas?
No.
Wow.
I say that all the time. I hate them. I don't want it. Like, when people are like, oh, go to this place, they have bottomless mimosas. If they're not bringing the bottle of the sparkling wine to the table, I don't care about them bottomless mimosas. Because just a bunch of orange juice. Mm. I don't want that. No.
Sometimes I've switched out the orange juice for the lemonade.
Lemonade is okay, but orange juice is so thick, and I hate when it has all that pulp, and then you see it on the glass. Ew, it just makes me want to vomit.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting, but cum doesn't.
No. Huh. Cum doesn't have little particles. It's just a thick, it's more like sweetened condensed milk.
Oh, mm-hmm. It actually even looks like that.
Mm-hmm. It might not taste like that. It's a little spunky, but it's a little different. Anyway, welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
So what's been going on with you?
You know, just living my little life, trying to make some dreams come true. Oh, you know what? Let me take trying out of my vocabulary.
Okay.
One thing I learned at Paradise and Vibe is really speaking into existence. I am making some dreams come true. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Paradise and Vibe, you guys, we are going to Costa Rica October 2nd through the 10th. It's a little bit longer this time, but totally worth it. I didn't know that Costa Rica is referred to as one of the most healing place in the world. Mm. Because of the lushy greenery that they have there. So it'll be exciting. I want to make sure everybody knows that men, you are welcome to come. This is all genders, all levels of yoga. When I say all levels, even if you've never tried yoga before and you just want to try it out, you can come on this trip, meet new people, have fun, vibe it up, paradise it up, cool. What you been up to, girl?
Girl, I've just been vlogging. So I tried to do Vlogmas last year, and I did not make it through the month of December.
I thought you did.
No, I did some, but you're supposed to do one vlog every single day. And so eventually, like, I just couldn't keep up. I got distracted. A million different reasons why it didn't work out. But I was like, you know what? I really want to focus on it more now. And that's what I've been doing. So I've been trying to find different stuff to do, figure out the best way to go. So, like, when y'all are on my page looking for cocktails episodes and you're just seeing me doing all kind of different stuff, that's why. There's a new page so you can go. I've been posting clips so that you guys can read the description box. Apparently, people don't like to do that or click the links in the video. But that's all right. That's where the videos are. They won't be on my page anymore. But I've been doing, like, lots of different stuff like that. I'm getting ready to go out of town. I think when you guys hear this, I will be out of town. I think. But I'm going on a family trip to Austin. And me, my aunts and my mom and two of my nieces are going to go out there and some of my cousins. And I plan some different things for us to do. Most of my activities involve food. I am around the corner from a barbecue place that I have been wanting to go to for years. So I'm very excited about that.
Every time I think about Austin or hear Austin, I just think about Texas Relays. And I remember when my mom finally let me go to Texas Relays in high school.
Really?
I was so excited.
I never got to go. Yeah, but anyway, my family trip, I'm looking forward to that. And then I have some more girls trips coming up that I'll have to tell you guys about later. But I hope that if you were subscribed to my channel looking for cocktails episodes, you'll stick around and watch my vlogs. And I'm reading the comments, looking at everything, really trying to get some feedback and see what's what and just bring you some different stuff.
That vlog life is something serious. It's a real job. Like, even sometimes when I am vlogging and I take my camera somewhere, sometimes I feel hesitant to take the camera out, and I feel like I have to let some people know, hey, I'm gonna record this really quick. Don't think that it's weird, or if you don't want to be on camera, like, let me know.
Yeah,
because yeah, sometimes it's like a real job.
It really is.
It is. Yeah, so y'all check Kiki's vlog out, check mine out. Cool. Also check your man's sperm. Make sure it tastes good.
Oh, I'm like, why are we checking sperm, girl? What's going on?
We're taste testing. I wanted to share a really quick story. So you guys know I have been having my sex partner. He finally started taking the taste vitamins regularly.
Okay.
At first, it would be like I get there and he would be like, okay, well, I'll take two. Yeah, at first he was nervous, and then he started taking them and he realized I was going to suck his dick more if he did. And so now he's been taking them regularly, like on his own. So when I saw him.
How did you convince him to do that?
It took a long. Men are hard to convince sometimes. They just take long. Even when they stop to ask for directions, they'd be like, I don't want to stop. We're lost, though. Like, I convinced him by working on my dick sucking skills. And then he was like, oh, okay, well, you're going to be doing them like this. So now he's taking them regularly, and it really does make him taste a lot better. He was a little sour, and he actually forgot to take them the last time that I sucked his dick, and he still tasted like he took the taste vitamin. So I'm like, you can incorporate those into your everyday diet, just so y'all know.
Yeah, so make sure that if you guys want to try them out, click the link in the description box, and use our code COCKTAILS10. You'll get 10% off. Get your supply. Don't wait until you run out. Every bottle is a 30-day supply, so you should order two, one for you, one for the other person. And just add it to your rotation of your daily vitamins.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury.
Like dessert.
Yeah.
A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
Okay, so this week for Weird Sex, I have a story for you guys. Maybe some of you have lost a loved one.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP to them. But guess what? If they're cremated, there is a special like vibrator box kit thing that you could purchase. And you could have their ashes inside of a vibrator, and they can be inside of you forever. So look, first of all, let me tell you how much it costs. How much do you think it's going to cost?
I'm going to say, okay, you have the,
it's a box.
And it has to be made a certain way so the ashes don't spill into your pussy. So I'm going to say it's expensive. I'll say, let's say six stacks.
I would never think that any sort of vibrator would be that much, but that's a good guess because it's actually $9,800, you guys. But it's got gold and stuff on it. Anyway, so they created this glass dildo that can hold the cremated person's ashes, so it goes inside of the dildo. It's like in a little contraption. It can hold only a certain amount. See?
Oh, and you can see it. You can see them.
I mean, you can't see their face, girl. It's just this.
But it's clear. Is it in the gold part?
It's in the gold part.
Oh.
So you put that in there, and then it goes inside of the glass thing. It does take a while. They need 16 weeks to complete it because of the extensive handwork from cutting and sanding the wooden box to shaping the 18-karat gold-plated components, blowing the glass pieces. Everything is done by hand. Each piece of this work is machined by a skilled artisan and execute it with extreme care as you would want for any, you know, past loved one. It can be customized to your wishes. There is, so it goes in this case, and on the back it has a charger for your iPhone. Why you need all of this? I don't know, but you know, this sounds like something like rich people buy this kind of stuff, because like, what else do you do with your money? You have so much money, you can't spend it. So some of y'all might be rich and you can give us a donation and you can buy this in case somebody dies. But there's a charger on the back. There's also like a little necklace thing that doubles as a key, which reminds me of Crave, like the Crave vibrator necklaces that we have, which are still for sale, and there's a code for those. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. What a different way. No crime this week, sorry.
Thank you. I would appreciate it.
No crime.
That's insane. I'm just sitting here thinking, like, could you imagine, like, okay, your husband does die, your boyfriend does die, and your other vibrators are dead, and you're fucking somebody else, and you're like, just grab that one out of the box, and like, he's like fucking you with your old... with your old dick, literally.
Yeah,
like,
and this is obviously an older woman. She has her white stockings on with her church shoes.
She's like, Bob,
I miss you. I just want you inside of me again. Anyway, that's it for Weird Sex. If you guys see a crazy story, please email it to me, info@kikisaidso.com, or DM it to me on Instagram or Twitter @kikisaidso.
Oh, yeah. This week's
topic. What? What was this energy drink? What did you have? It's had her loopy
it's
today.
It's called A Shock, and it literally works. I'm not.
It gave you a shock?
It literally works. I'm like, wow, I don't drink a lot of energy drinks, but when I do, I like when they actually work. Before we get into this week's topic, I wanted to share something really funny with you that I thought was, since we talk about dating, I thought this was very clever. A lot of guys don't know how to holler at people, right? Or they do it in a corny way and you're turned off. I actually think I brought the note, but I'll just remember it. So there is, I went to the Renaissance Festival a couple of weeks ago, and it was so much fun. It's like a medieval time theme. People walking around with turkey legs. Some people get really into it and dress in the costumes and stuff. And when me and my friends got there, there was this little hut that was selling like elf ears, because they mix it in with like fantasy and stuff, fairies. And
I saw elves. Them ears you when I went to ears? Your house.
So I was really offended that there were only white people ears. And I was like, there, I've seen black people here, and there are no, I just got to walk around with caucus ears. I want brown ears. So there was this guy there that was there with a group of friends. He's not my friend, but he goes over to one of the huts and he's like, hey, I want you to know that I heard you complaining, rightfully so, about there being no brown ears, and I went and paid for you to get some brown ears made. And I was like,
how did he do that?
He went over there and was just like, can they make some ears?
Somebody needs to find some paint and get this girl some brown ears.
Yeah, and so I go over there, I'm asking them all these questions. They're making me my brown ears, dusting a little brown on there, making sure they're the right tone. I'm asking all the questions. I'm like, why don't y'all have brown ears though? You know, and where do you make these? Can you just have some pre-made? Because now I gotta wait 30 minutes. Everybody else just getting their ears and walking away. I'm really asking all the questions. I'm really kind of annoying and drunk. So after that, get my ears and walk around my ears, having so much fun. A couple days later, I get a call that I have a delivery, an arrangement at my concierge. And I was like, oh my gosh, babe sent me something else. And so I call him and I'm like, hey, I was like, did you send me something to the house, like an arrangement of some sort? They didn't really say what it was, but he was like, no. And I was like, stop playing. And he was like, I'm really not playing with you. Like, I didn't. So I'm thinking he's playing this whole time. I get home, get this beautiful. But you know when you, I'm not a huge flower person, but if they're beautiful flowers, like a beautiful arrangement, I love it. So I get there, they're heavy. There's all types of roses, all different other types of flowers. And I go upstairs, I read the note, and the guy that got me the ears requested, he was like, Lord such and such is requesting your presence. That's not how he said it, but that's how the wording was.
What?
He was like, might thy take you to dinner and drinks. So I did tell him yes.
Okay.
And I thought that was just so clever to get somebody's attention, because honestly, he's not really my type. Mm-hmm. Like, if we were all out and I didn't really pay attention, like, he was cool, but he wasn't my type, but he definitely like made himself like
stand out.
It was very sweet and cute and clever, and I'll tell y'all how the date goes. He said it's gonna last from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. and I was like, god,
bitch,
damn,
are y'all going
nigga?
To another festival?
Are we going on a field trip? You gotta, where are we going?
You're probably going to Macon to go to another damn Renaissance festival.
No, you think? I'd be like, now listen, I know that I'm not going to.
That's a long time. That's a 7-hour date.
He said it will be worth it. He said, I just want you to know, because I did make
make a comment on how long. I was like, that's a whole day. I feel like you just booked me. You need to pay me. But he was like, I promise you it'll be worth it. And I was like,
it probably will. He seems thoughtful. You know, he got you a brown ears. He got you some flowers with a thoughtful scroll asking you out to court you. And this is what we're talking about, courting.
Courting.
Maybe I should have went to the Renaissance Festival and found a man who knows what courting is.
Yes. And they have your color ears.
What's that about? Are we not both brown? See? The slander. Next week, I'm putting back on myself tan and mousse because I'm not trying to hear that. Anyways, this week's topic is knowing your role.
Know your role, baby girl. Baby boy.
Stay in your lane. Stop hopping over here into the boyfriend lane when you are
just a friend
or just a trick or just a fuck. You know, everybody has different roles that they play in your life. You play different roles in other people's lives. And, you know, I get it. Sometimes, you know, you're looking for a promotion. You want to maybe make a lateral move into a different department. And I get it. But you don't always get to do that.
At all.
You don't. And sometimes you really just need to stay in the position that I said that you could be in.
Yeah.
And leave it at that. Instead of doing all of these things that cause people's feelings to get hurt, confusion to happen, all kind of bullshit.
Fights.
Yeah.
Like people embarrassment. That's one of the worst ones. Drunk nights and you just going crazy because you done forgot what your role is.
Yeah. So, like, okay, for example, a lot of times we get these,
I'm used to it.
I don't even notice it. But, okay, so, you know, we get a lot of these letters from you guys, and y'all are like, oh, well, I know that it started off this way, but now I want it to be this. Or he knew what it was from the beginning, and now he's trying to do something else. I do not think that you have to stay in the same lane forever. However, when you try and switch lanes too early or too late, a lot of times that's going to be the end. So you need to realize that when you do try and jump out of your lane, it can cause issues. Do you think that people have to stay in their lane forever?
Do you have to? No, but I don't think that the percentage is high of you getting out of your lane and it becomes what you thought it was going to be.
It's like if you go to school to be a lawyer and then you do all of the things to be a lawyer, you finish law school, and now all of a sudden you're like, I want to go to nursing. I want to do nursing. Well, you got to go back to school. You got to start at ground zero. You know, you have to start over. You can't just jump over. So it's like if you have been, for example, let me use real situations. For example, maybe you're the guy and we're just both foodies. So we go out to eat a lot.
All the time.
And that's it. It's nothing more than that. But you really want to have sex with me. Well, hold on, sir. I just thought we would eat fajitas every Wednesday. I didn't think that this was about to be sex. Now, you know, our conversation probably has to change because I'm not the girl that's about to be leading you on and letting you think you're about to get a piece of this. If you're not, I keep it friendly. So it's like when you're trying to jump into that other zone, you got to do something different, and it's probably not going to happen for you because I see you as my fajita boy.
Yeah, you got to be a real standout kid to jump those lanes, to check those blind spots and make sure that you're going to succeed.
But how do they succeed, do you think?
I think that, first of all, you need to know that there's some level of attraction. So let's say you're not in the lane of we're having sex.
Yeah.
We'll take
we
that
haven't
out.
Been having sex. I don't tell you that I like you. You don't really know where you stand. You are assuming a lot.
I think you would have to, I would want to be caught off guard. I know that sounds weird, but
what
I wouldn't.
You mean?
So I wouldn't want it to be like, let's say it's a dinner bay. And most of the time you're not getting wifed up by the dinner bay because you personally don't want to. But let's say this is just a dinner bay and that's really what we do. We just go have Taco Tuesday and we eat, we're doing good. I don't want you to take me to a nice dinner one day and then you're like, hey, I've been thinking. No, let's not do it that way.
What you want them to do?
I would like for him to, kind of like how a Renaissance Festival Bay did, I want you to send me something that is letting me know you want to take it to the next step. Now I'll give
you want them to do like a grand gesture type of thing?
A grand gesture. Like I said, it needs to be a step. Like, because if you're dinner bae and you trying to be real bae, I want to see how serious you are. So I think it would be cool if, let's say he sent me like a card and I'm opening up my mail and I'm like, what is this? And it's like, hey, pack your bags. I want to take you to a paradise island or a destination that's romantic. I would like to take things to another level, like something like that. I would be like,
like, don't tell you at dinner and ruin our dinner thing.
Yeah, and don't ruin our dinner, because then it's like we're just sitting here and I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting this. But if you send me like a message and I'm like, you send it, you know, USPS and it takes a couple days to get there. You're not really worried about it. And then surprise, I got it. And I'm like, what is this? Like, and it's a trip and I'm probably going to go because it's an island. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, maybe I can see myself dating you in a real way okay. because you know how to date. And it seems like you're really interested in me. Mm-hmm. If it seems like you're dinner band, you just trying to fuck. No.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be grand for me.
I feel you on that. I can't really think of anybody who has successfully done it. You have to catch me off guard, but usually my off guard is, unfortunately, sorry to say, it's not grand gestures. I usually just be drunk and I'll be like, okay, fuck it. But, you know, that's not, don't wait for that to happen.
Please, Carlos don't. Did it with me.
What?
He was in a whole different lane. I was like, he was homeboy role all mm-hmm. the way. I was not interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, one day he saw that I wasn't making no money at Compound at the little ratchet bar that they had me at. He moved me to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, huh, do you like me? He was like, yeah, you should be making more money. And I was like, I appreciate that. Thanks for looking out. And then he asked if he could take me on a date directly after he did that. And I was like, you know what? Yes.
Yeah, because, like, how can you say no? Because I can send you back.
I can send you back where you came from.
Back to the back of the club, okay? And you can be broke tonight, too. And I'm not speaking to you no more or walking you to your car. Okay, so something that I have noticed that happens a lot of times when people are confused about their lane, like, okay, even if we are fucking right, you might not be somebody I'm taking serious. You could be strictly a fuck buddy. This is a sex situation. Don't be asking me too many details about who else I'm fucking, who I'm going on dates with, how I feel about anybody that I'm going on a date with. I don't really like that. I mean, I guess because we're having sex, you could ask me if I'm having sex.
Hey, look, I got something. What's going on?
Well, yeah. You can ask me if I'm having sex with anybody for health reasons. That's understandable. But, like, don't be trying to get too deep into my business about my relationship.
Don't ask me why I'm not picking up the phone.
Yeah, don't be trying to pop up at my house, trying to show up. I don't know who it was. Somebody showed up at my house last night. I didn't let them through the gate, but I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was Robert from Handy, or I'm hoping that it was somebody that just put in the wrong code. But I don't know. But yeah, that has happened before, though. There was a guy that I was seeing some years ago. And I think, like, we were having an argument and I got off the phone with him. I was like, I'm not doing this with you. You're not even my man. You're irritating me and I don't want to deal with this. Like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. I'm not that bored anymore. I got shit to do. I'm going to bed. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck it all. So he's texting me, sending me all of these paragraphs and shit, all kinds of stuff. I responded and I was like, nigga, I'm not reading that.
And you got your read receipt on. That is so rude.
I'm not reading that.
You open it and just
ignore. Well, I said it to him. That was my response. I'm not reading that. I told you I was done. Anyway, long story short, I'm sleeping. I wake up. The gate is calling my phone. He called me 47 times.
Stop.
He was calling my phone and calling from the call box outside trying to get in. You are not welcome here. You're not about to wake me up. You're not about to drag me out. And you're not staying in your lane. This is somebody I was seeing, but it was over. You don't get to just come back.
If you're in the fuck, we just fuck and have a sexual relationship lane, we don't really ever need to argue about anything.
What is there to argue about?
There should be nothing to argue. When y'all start arguing, somebody has developed more feelings than we agreed to, and it might be time to revisit this whole situation.
You might have to bow out. If you're the one who caught feelings, man or woman, sometimes when you are catching feelings and it's not being reciprocated, you have to leave the situation alone, because what's going to happen is you're going to be sitting over there acting fucking crazy.
I've been there. And let me tell you, it's not fun. And I'm saying I've been there where I was the one where it was like, oh, I'm in the wrong. I'm trying to get over into a different lane. And it's mm-hmm. like, I knew what this was.
I mean, I've done it too. But then it's just like, okay, you do realize, hey, this wasn't what it was. I took a leap of faith and I was just trying to be open. And it didn't work out. And you can't come back. So it's just like, you know, oh, well, you got to move on.
Yeah, you got to move on. Sometimes you got to block numbers. So what are the lanes? Let's go through that. Okay. There's a lot.
There's a lot of different roles you could play in somebody's life. Let's take a situation, a fun situation. Let's say you're a unicorn in like a couple. There's a couple, you're the unicorn. you don't need to, you need to be there for a good time, not a long time.
And not for, again, not for therapy sessions. You don't need to be helping them through their issues. That's not what I'm here for.
Oh, I ain't never had that before. That sounds like some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. It's, we have different experiences with dealing yeah. with the married couples.
Yeah, like, you should just be having fun. You should be able to talk and maybe even help surprise somebody with something, do something like that. Fun things. Everything should be fun. You should not be stressed out. The moment you start feeling stressed in those situations, it's time to say goodbye, because that's not what you're there for. There's no need. You're just there to have a good time
and sex. You should not be waking up and their two young adolescent children are standing next to the bed.
What the fuck?
What are we doing? Like, that happened, and I was literally like, oh my God, I'm in drawers and no shirt. Under the covers, of course, because I heard the pitter-patter of children.
Wait a minute. You're in the bed with a couple, and mm-hmm. their children are at the bed beside them like, Mommy, I want some pancakes. Mommy, I want some pancakes.
They let the kids crawl in the bed, bro.
Did they have on clothes?
We all were under the covers. The kids stayed on top of the covers. It was so inappropriate. When you are the unicorn in a situation and you have to use the word inappropriate, it's time to say goodbye. The fact that I had to tell them that I felt uncomfortable, and they didn't feel uncomfortable. Even the kids, they were just used to this shit. Like, daddy's girlfriend. No.
I feel like they should have talked to you about that first. Like, if this is what they do in their family, that's fine. But they should have talked to you first to let you know, give you a heads up. Hey, our kids know that we see other people. It's not weird to them. There's nothing abnormal about it. So, like, if they come in here, it's cool. Because I would feel like I gotta hide.
I felt like I had to hide and I couldn't. And I was just sitting there like, God, what?
And then what
this?
Do you do? What did they want? They were just saying good morning?
They come in the bed and cuddle with their parents in the morning. And so I was just there looking like,
who do I cuddle with?
What do I? I got up and was like, I'm gonna just put my clothes on.
That is awkward as fuck.
It was awkward. I don't think that should be happening as a unicorn. You put me out of my lane, and I don't like it. I'm not a stepmom. I'm here to fuck y'all. So unless yo man,
could you imagine? You think you're showing up for a threesome, and it's like, oh, we're going out. We just need a babysitter, but they already know you. So you good? I would be like,
can you stay with the kids?
Hell no. Fuck you and these kids. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
The fuck? Like, I came here to get my pussy. Hey, where are y'all going? Y'all going to eat steak? That's not what I heard on the phone. I thought you said my pussy was getting ate today.
And you know, that it was an example of I should have ended that right there, because that's how they lived their lives. But I didn't. I kept going.
Girl, why?
I kept going because the cash kept flowing. I was like, well, but it was, I should have stopped it there, because it started to happen a lot. I would show up for sexy game night. I thought it was sexy game night because we sexting beforehand. And they're like, come over and play games. I'm coming in sexy clothes and all the kids
playing
are
Scrabble.
There. I'm like, oh.
Playing Guess Who?
Yes. When your child starts.
Shoots and Ladders, Candyland.
And then one of the kids didn't like me, because then they caught on to like, oh, wait, you're here a lot. Like, mm-hmm. they really fuck with you. Like, mm-hmm. he started arguing with me, like, I hate you. I was like,
oh hell no.
What is going on?
And they were adolescent children?
Adolescent. And they were others. Like, y'all know I fuck with all the races. They were others. Oh. And it was, you know, people are just raised differently. I'm like, who the fuck are I now? If I'm going to be a stepmom, you're about to get an ass whooping.
Oh, dear.
But, so, okay, unicorns, so, stay in your lanes if you want it to stay fun.
Now, unicorns, this is the person that you don't need to be starting shit with, too, is the wife. You are not her. She is not you.
Y'all are
so,
not the same.
But you need to respect her. And
at all times.
Yeah, and I feel, in my personal experience, I just feel like the wife is always the one running shit. So that's whose rules you need to abide by. I don't care who introduced you to the situation. You need to she needs to be okay, because the moment she feels uncomfortable, the moment shit isn't okay, that's when you're in danger.
You are in danger.
And he might be too.
I also feel like, you know, let the wife run everything. If he hits you up, if the husband hits you up solo, say, hey, this needs to be a group text, and let her know, what are you hitting me? Everything needs to be a group text. Everything needs to go through wifey. You don't want no problems.
Yeah, I got no issues with that. Okay, now the girlfriend. So if you are someone's girlfriend, what do you think your role should be? Like, what things should you be doing and not be doing?
Now, the girlfriend role is interesting because you are not the wife. And so with the girlfriend role, I like to remind people, girlfriends, don't do too much. Mm-hmm. You're a girlfriend, ma'am. My mom always says, y'all want to play house. I have learned my lesson. I'm not playing house no more as a girlfriend, because a lot of the times I feel like the girlfriends maybe get taken advantage of. You give your all to this man. Y'all sharing bills. You're doing all the things that sharing a wife bills would do.
Yes, you know.
Just as far as living together, you're cooking for all time, or you're just like doing these things, and he's being a true boyfriend, cheating on you. Not telling you the truth. That nigga is like just out here living his life. I feel like the girlfriend, be faithful to your man if that's what y'all believe in, but live your life still.
Not if that's what y'all believe in. What the hell?
Like, if y'all not cheaters, don't cheat. But like, I also feel like just stay true to yourself as a girlfriend. You don't owe that man anything.
I feel like, yeah, you know, abide by the rules of your relationship. But as a girlfriend, remember, like, there is no like true, like, long-standing commitment. Like, y'all might be committed to each other, but it's not like y'all have said taken vows in front of God or signed any sort of paperwork. So, you know, sometimes I think that girlfriends, when they've been there a long time, they start to get very comfortable. Wherever you live, maybe he bought a house, but you got to remember that probably ain't your house if your name is not on the deed, and lots of things like that. And this person is taking care of you, and he told you don't have to work, you don't have to do these things. But if he never actually married you, it's going to be hard for you to be able to like leave and then him still take care of you. There's no like, there's nothing tying him to be responsible for you. You're still responsible for yourself. So I just hope that, you know, when you're in the girlfriend lane, enjoy it, be comfortable if somebody wants to take care of you. But you know, save some, have your little savings.
If you get an opportunity, don't not take it for your boyfriend.
Oh,
like, yeah, y'all could try to make things work, but just, girlfriends, you're not a wife.
But to a more fun position, the main chicks and the side chicks. Okay, well, not so much
main
chicks.
Side chicks.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Main side chicks and side niggas. Okay, now this role seems to be a lot more fun, and it should be, you know, more stress-free. You're not totally a unicorn, but you are this other person. Now, you should be able to have fun with this person, but you should also be getting something. You're obviously not the girlfriend or his wife. You're on the side. So I hope that you're not just doing this for a nut.
You're the main side.
So you need, well, I mean, a side is a side dish. I mean, you could be macaroni and cheese or you could be cornbread. It don't matter.
They're not the same,
but you need to make sure that you're getting your things. I stand beside that. I feel like you should be having more than just a good time.
And
if you're going to be being a side chick, like, what's the point? I don't understand.
If you're going to be a side chick, know that maintaining your role in your lane does involve you making sure he knows, hey, look, you're not keeping up your end of the bargain. Because a lot of the times when you're somebody's side chick, the nigga forgets what he's supposed to be doing. You're seeing me when you want to see me. I'm looking good. We fucking real good. I'm going on the trips, making myself available for you. But why is this not paid, or why haven't I got the Cash App? Know that that is your role to remind him if he forgot. Don't feel scared. That's your role. Literally. You're the only one who gets paid for your role. Y'all got the best position.
See... And that's why I don't like reminding people of stuff. That's why me being a side chick is just not a good position for me. I failed miserably at it, and I do not recommend if you are anything like me. Because who wants to be reminded somebody pay their bill? I'm not a bill collector. You should just be giving it to me. I don't want to be having to ask.
But sometimes they get comfortable.
And so that's why I'm not doing it. Now, another role is the fun girl. So maybe you're like the girl that this guy calls when it's time to go out to the club.
I used to be the fun girl.
He calls you, you bring your friends, or you come by yourself. You are okay with making new friends or just being there solo. You don't need to be questioning anyone that's there.
Oh, like,
there.
Who is she?
Yeah.
That's you're supposed not your to role. Get all the people to just turn up.
Yeah, you're just there. You're supposed drunk. To encourage people to have shots. Maybe you'll go home with him. Maybe you won't. Who knows if it's your day or not. Like, you're just there to have a good time because you're good vibes. You can't be the fun girl if you're starting shit with people, if you are interrogating people, if you are making people feel uncomfortable, or if you're being boring.
If you're being boring, also be careful if you're the fun girl. Don't slip up and start fucking a lot of niggas that be at the parties, because then you're going to get... eliminated from being the fun girl. There is no longer fun. Now people are mad. You mad. You get drunk. You call somebody on. It's like, oh, bitch, you was just supposed to be here for fun. Because the fun girl's role can be pretty fun, too. If you make friends with, like, the main person that is inviting everyone out, the person who paid for this section, like, and y'all just homies, and he really just be like, can you come and turn everybody up? It's a good role if you really don't like nobody. So you just get to turn up and party for free and go on a couple trips.
That does sound like a good time. And mm-hmm. who doesn't love a good freebie trip?
Yeah, you know? It's a good way to make new friends. That's honestly all I met. When I first moved to Atlanta and I was the fun girl, I met a lot of girls that way. Mm. That's how I met the stripper girl, too, that I had a great experience with.
Mm. Are you going to tell us?
I already talked about her a long time ago. I thought you meant a new stripper friend.
But speaking of friends, if you are just a friend, stop. Wait. Stop doing everything extra. Like, if you have a guy friend who is just your friend, I'm not fucking you. You cannot come home with me. I don't want to cuddle. I don't want to go on a date with just you. Are your friends coming? Is anyone else coming? Can I invite my friends? If it's going to be some one-on-one stuff and you're not even a close friend like that, like, stop. Sometimes it starts to get annoying when you have a friend who you've said, you know, I like you as a friend, mm-hmm. but that's it. I don't want it to be more. When you keep trying to do everything but be my goddamn friend, that's annoying.
It is. I don't have a lot of guy friends.
Oh.
So, but that would be.
Most of mine are gay, but I have a few.
Yeah. I don't really like that lane. What, nigga, what you here for? I'm old. What you want? You trying to get married? You trying to be my husband or my cousin?
Sometimes I like just having guy friends that I can just talk to. I only have a few because then I be fucking them sometimes, but.
Oh, so you fell out your lane real quick.
Well, he fell into this other lane. That ain't how that works.
The
but
pussy
anyway,
lane.
Yeah, the pussy lane. So, you know, but that's okay too. But like, if I have told you over and over again, you should just stay where you're at or you will be eliminated. We can't even be friends anymore because now I feel uncomfortable and you just seem too thirsty and it's uncomfortable. Mm-mm, don't like it. Makes my neck hurt.
The conversation is always uncomfortable when you have to explain to somebody or if it's done to you, because I'm not going to act like that's never been done to me before. The conversation of like, I really don't like you like that. And then when they blame it on them, like, I'm so sorry if I made you feel like it was something more. And then you're just sitting there like, oh, you didn't. I just thought that
you were just waiting on me.
It's really uncomfortable. And then if it's said to you, you just take your host. I don't like being embarrassed. I'm not coming back around, so don't worry about it. Like, the niggas that have told me before, oh, like, no, like, you know, I'm good. I'm just like, oh, you won't see me
that
anymore.
That does make it awkward. And it's just like, I just want to end this and disappear like Alex Mack. Remember Alex Mack? And she used to
turn to a puddle?
Yes.
Or like the Homer Simpson meme when he's going into the bushes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, let me just disappear and suffer my embarrassment somewhere else. Have you ever had a friend, like a guy friend, that's not a real friend, but y'all cool, but he is like strictly there for favors, and maybe you fed him one time when he came to hang up your TV or something like that, but then he's like trying to like do other stuff outside of fixing
always
things.
Try to do other things outside of fixing things. It always be the nigga that mounts your television. I just needed my television mounted, and you just happen to be here around dinner time. And I'm not rude. I'm polite. Uh-huh. You can have some food.
You were smelling the goods. You were smelling the goods.
But with those niggas, that's when you keep it real clear. You're like sitting all the way at the other end of the couch like, okay.
You can really only call them when it's time for a favor. You cannot respond if they invite you to do anything else. It has to be like, oh, no. Or just don't say anything. But then be like, hey, what you doing today? I'm moving next week.
I don't want anyone to help me. And they always say yes. And they're really sweet. But here's my thing. I don't know how niggas
Why don't we like them?
Because they help. Oh, why don't we like
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because now that we're saying these things, they're always available to help. They come and they can fix the things. That's what we said last time. We like guys who do that. What is it about them? I think maybe for me, it's been like a lack of physical attraction and assertiveness.
And I also think, even though people say that, you know, men like the chase, I'm starting to think that bitches like the chase too, because it just don't make no sense. Like, we all have them niggas that will treat you right at the drop of the dime. They would marry you, they would get you the ring you wanted, do whatever you want, and we don't like them. We're like, ugh, he all trying to be nice. Instead, no. You like this nigga over here who's fucking her, your friend, like, he don't want you for nothing. I don't know what it is, but it's horrible. I wish I liked those guys. Mm-hmm. I just simply don't. But I was gonna say, like, I love how they will still always come back even though you keep turning them down, because let me tell you something, I'm not, if I feel like you're using me for something, whether it be sex and we didn't talk about it, like I didn't know I was being used for sex, or you just want me to come help you do stuff all the time, fuck no, I'm not coming back. You'll get me one, maybe twice. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll do it two times and then I'm like, fuck you, nigga. Ooh. No. I'm not coming over here no more. No, you can't come.
I'm trying to think of if anybody has ever used me for, like, a favor.
Has anyone ever used... You cook a lot. Has people ever used you for food? Like, they just come over and they just know you're going to cook.
I've had some friends like that, yeah, but not anybody I was dating. No. Okay. Or like a guy friend who was trying to act like he was dating me. No, I won't let you in. You're not invited. I do like to cook, and I will feed you, but no, you're not. That's not going to happen. No.
I've been tricked into being used for sex. And like I said, sometimes you do have fuck buddies, and that's established. But there are the times when it's like you acted like we were going to be dating, and then you got the draws, and then
now dipped. The sex part, yes, that has happened more times than I care to admit. But outside of sex,
and then you have the nerve to hit me up again and think I'm going to fall for it at my ripe age? No, bitch, I'm
60. I got my AARP card. I'm not new to this.
True to this. Goodbye. Like,
and good riddance.
And you didn't pay? No. I gotta go, and you're not gonna... I'm blocking you. That shit is just rude. It's disrespectful, quite frankly.
When's the last time you blocked somebody?
Recently.
Why'd you block him?
Because, honestly, I blocked him because I think he blocked me. And so then I don't really know if he did. But so I just went ahead and just blocked him.
Somebody blocked me the other day. This is just a random thought that came in my head. So I was going to go on a date with this old man that I met at the grocery store last week. And we were supposed to go to this sushi place. So he sends me the plan like the day I met him. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then he called me maybe a couple of days later. And I didn't even realize it was him because I hadn't saved the number. But then I looked at it later. You know how to show the name. Mm-hmm. I didn't call him back. I was honestly busy. It wasn't my fake busy shit that I be on sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I forgot about it. So then Saturday I realized I hadn't heard from him. So I was like, let me give him a call. And when I called, the phone went to voicemail. Then I sent him a text and I was like, hey, I'm just making sure we're still on for today to go to the sushi spot. He reads the text message. I see it. He read it like the next minute. And then after that, nothing. So then I was like, I feel like he blocked me.
But wait,
so
why?
Nothing happened for him to block me. I guess he was annoyed that I didn't call him back. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he had a wife.
Play with you.
He said he wouldn't play no games. I don't know. I don't really care. But then I was just curious. So I sent him a text message again just to see, like, is my text going to go through? When I sent the text, it just never said delivered. And then when I checked a couple of hours later, it was green, like it was an Android. So I was obviously blocked. But I'm like, damn, the only thing that it could have been was you were upset that I didn't return your call. He was probably crazy, and I probably dodged a bullet.
It's an alarming feeling when you're like, oh, you blocked me?
Yeah, it's just like, for what? I don't know why you did that. I haven't even done anything, but whatever. He's probably going to get blocked eventually.
Another alarming feeling is when a trick... And tricks know their role. Nigga.
I love the tricks.
I love the tricks, too. But when a trick tries to change lanes, bro, we are here for the bottles. We are here for the hookahs.
Yeah, and then it's like...
We're here for the lobster mac.
For some reason, they think that, like, you have to pay for it with your body for some reason.
That's
sir,
not how that goes.
I pay for it with my presence because you wanted to be that man in the club who had all the bad bitches around, and that's why you called me, and that's why you asked me to bring friends. Like, I gave you the illusion. You gave me the drinks. It's a win-win. So after we leave the club, why do you think I have to come with you? If we're not going to get food, I need to go.
It's time to go.
You're not who I call when I get drunk. You're who I call when I want to get drunk.
And then I call the That's next a difference. Nigga that I love and be crying over.
Oh, well, yeah. And it's been a long time since I've done that, but that used to be a thing. I remember my friend African Mike. He used to get so mad because I didn't want to have sex with him after the club, but we would always go out. And I'm just like, that's not what our relationship is. We eat and we drink.
And you
Why
know
do you think
this.
There's going to be sex? But there's never sex.
Do you think it's appropriate to flirt with the trick?
Yeah, why not? They're going to be flirting with you. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I like you so much. When I don't, I'm not going to tell you, oh, this is my man. I'm not even going to block when other girls are trying to get in.
And I'm not going to lie. Some girls that I know that have gotten pregnant by these trick off niggas that we've all been in the club with, and I see them like... post their
gotten
babies
pregnant
and, like, and your dad the father of your child or your dad is one of the tricks that all the bitches be using in the city of Atlanta. You not embarrassing me, nigga. I would be so sad if I lived in Texas and couldn't get an abortion because I got pregnant by a trick off nigga and it was 6 weeks and I had to have the baby, and your dad, you gotta let that baby know this is your dad.
This abortion is sending you through the ring.
I just thought that was so, that was,
isn't it crazy?
That's crazy. And it's just absolutely not fair. Crazy. Like, I think that is so, I've been using the word inappropriate so long this episode, but it's like, it's just not fair. It's inappropriate to let these, anyways. Yeah, you don't, let the trick stay a trick and just have fun. You won't have no problems.
You know who likes to start problems? When you have a work wife or a work husband.
I don't do that. With all the jobs I've had, I could say, like, I don't, even if I feel like there's someone who kind of flirts with me and it could be a work wife situation, I don't be doing it. Because the real wife will look at you, especially if you're cute. If you're, like, the one who's not cute and he's like, this is my work wife and you're not that cute, the wife be like, okay, I ain't worried. But if you come in and it's Kiki or me and she's like, oh, fuck that. Everyone gets invited to the housewarming and you don't get to go.
That's some bullshit. Yeah, I have definitely been somebody's work wife before. And this was a long time ago. And I don't know who she thought his work wife was. Because he would talk and I would say hi on the phone and stuff. Like when we would be having our meetings in his office. And so finally there was like some work event and she saw me and she like energy shifted. And I was just like,
that's that eyebrow. What's the problem?
Because we would go to lunch together, or like if he had a client meeting and I couldn't go to lunch, he would bring me stuff back. And that's when I was trying all the good restaurants and stuff. Like, yeah, you got an expense account at work. I don't. Bring it back. We're hanging out. We would go to another coworker's house and have these like little weekend parties and stuff, and so we would go over there, so he would drive down and come, and then like I might say hi to the wife if she's on the phone. But yeah, once she saw who I was, it changed, and I was like, oh, maybe she thought I was like a frumpy woman, I don't know. And then like work husbands, they get very jealous. Like, don't let some food get delivered or some flowers get delivered to your office. Everybody wants to know who's it for. Or don't take days off from work and you didn't talk to your work husband about it. And he like, where you going? Who you going with?
See, I'm not playing with the work wife.
And I'd be like, husband, I'm minding my business.
Would you be okay if you were seriously dating someone or married to them and they were like, they had a work wife?
No. And what you got a work wife for? You don't even have a real wife.
And you made some dinner. And he was like, baby, will you make a to-go plate for my work wife so I can take her some? She loves your sweet potato pie.
I'm gonna make a plate, all right? I am going to make it. You tell her you made it. How about that? It's going to be a special plate full of X-Lax.
But then also, I can understand sometimes why the main, your at-home person gets mad about the work relationships, because sometimes people take it too far. Stop.
You can't actually fuck the person.
You can't actually fuck the person, and you don't need to be texting. Like, okay, some emails. Why are we texting?
Like, if it's not about work and work drama, once you leave, that's it.
And don't
But the work husbands, they like to bring you lunch or bring you coffee
in the
morning.
If I'm looking at you text message, you just cracking up, having a good old time. I'm like, who are you talking to? He's like, oh, LaTanya from work. Get off the phone right now. And call, let me call her, actually. I'm not playing with that.
I've had several jobs, and there have been so many situations where people are like really having these workplace relationships that escalated from like fun. We just go out to lunch. We talk shit about our supervisor. Yeah, sometimes they leave and they get married. They have kids. There's all sorts of scandals. They're fucking in the office, doing all kind of crazy stuff, having issues with HR, having people show up to the job that don't work there, like maybe your actual wife, your baby mama, somebody's husband.
Or that one Christmas party. Y'all never been around each other drunk, but then y'all get tipsy and some shit happens. I'm not, no.
Yeah, I would not be okay with my husband having a work wife.
It's just not cool. It's almost, or
especially not my boyfriend. You don't even have a real wife. The fuck? Here I am. I'm ready. Finger empty. What's up?
And then I just feel like those situations get taken. You get to see them every day.
That's how they develop. That's how they develop. They spend so much time together.
And you literally have to. Like, you can work late and literally be working late with your work wife. I'm telling you right now.
And then here comes a floozy like me walking in with inappropriate work attire, skin tight dresses,
full face of makeup,
okay, hair flowing, smelling good, titties out.
It's really a disaster.
Talking about sex, doing research for cocktails.
Then they see you on Instagram. Y'all don't need to be following each other on Instagram. There are just so many
Instagram will get it.
And now it makes me want to hear some of y'all stories, because I know y'all have them. If y'all have any work husband, work wife stories, send them to us. We would love to hear them.
Yeah, those would be some good stories.
Cocktails.atl@gmail.com. Go ahead and send them in.
Yes. Okay, and on that note, I guess we can go ahead and move on to Indecisive Diane.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane. And I know we've been talking a lot about mental health. It's important. So I wanted to make sure this date was geared towards that. A lot of you couples need therapy. You're arguing about nothing. How about you go to Talkspace, use the ladies' code, COCKTAILS, get a discount, fall in love with each other all over again, and then I'll give you a different date next week. Get along. Bye.
Okay, we're back from Indecisive Diane, and now we're going to move on to the advice letters. I love the advice segment. I just love hearing y'all's problems, and sometimes I love hearing that I'm not the only one that got dating problems.
Okay. Are you going to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay. So, this one is, the subject says, grown or childish? I'm scared.
The answer is probably childish. You have to question it.
Oh, it's a man. Hey, ladies. My name is Jeremy from Dallas, Texas. Don't get nobody pregnant. And I love the show. I came across you guys from watching Poor Minds. And ever since, I got hooked. You're both full of mad personality. Okay, so I was chilling with an old coworker. I love the accuracy of everything that just naturally happens. Okay. I was chilling with an old coworker that I've been attracted to for a long time. She slid in my DMs and said she wanted to hang out and watch comedy.
So she can laugh and be like...
I offered to take her out, but she insisted that we went back to my place.
Because she wanted to give up the pussy. Mm-hmm.
Best believe I knew what that meant. So we're watching TV, cuddled up, and I offered to give her a massage because I'm not a rookie with these hands, and I already knew where it was going to take me. I gave this girl a bomb-ass massage, had her moaning from just rubbing her back. Then I gave her some head.
Okay.
That had her almost pulling my hair out.
Ooh.
So, to my assumption, the sex about to be fire. Tell me why when I pulled out my dick and she saw how big it was, she was like, oh, hell no. Nah. Now, I'm like a nice size, 9 inches, nice thickness, no curve. But I didn't think it was that intimidating. I tried to persuade her to let me go slow with her, but her mind was already made. So tell me why. Shawty was like, I want you to finger me. He put the face palm in there. I'm not going to lie. I was mad. I told her it was time to go.
Damn.
Was I wrong?
All right. So here's the thing. I take back what I said. I said it was going to be childish. I don't know. I would be scared of a dick. Like, I'm not pulling out a ruler, so I don't know if it's 9 inches or not. But if I see a big, hard-ass dick coming for my face or my pussy, I might be a little scared. But I don't think I would be like, oh, just finger me. Was it childish? She might have been really intimidated. Her vagina might be shallow. I do get being mad. I don't think you were wrong.
I think...
Do you think he was wrong?
I don't think he was wrong. Yeah, I think she was wrong. It was just a nice 9 inches. Like,
she could have tried.
She could have just tried.
And then run from it.
I also feel like she maybe should have skipped the massage. Like, I first of all don't like the massages when niggas just pull out and be like, oh, I'm giving you massage. I don't like the massages. But she should have just like, they should have did some foreplay where she kissed him and then started feeling on him instead of having him feeling her. Because now this nigga all excited and you scared of big dicks.
I just don't understand. If y'all were watching a movie and it's a funny movie, you had all the time in the world to put that hand over there. You have to
feel it. Grip it a little bit, girl.
Yes, feel it. It's going to get harder and you need to see how much bigger is this going so that you could have excused yourself.
Yeah, you could
have
lasted on your period.
If you don't know what to do in a situation like that, and sometimes saying you're on your period isn't going to work because you might meet a nasty nigga and he not going to care. He'll be like, oh, well.
And some of them be like, show me the tampon string. You'd be like, oh, shit.
I'm not doing that.
It's a diva cup. Pull a cup out.
That would be a mess. But yeah, just you can feel around because I would hate to get all hot and bothered and somebody be like, oh, your pussy too wet. Excuse me, what?
Like, it's a big deal. Like, I just feel like something could have happened. But I like how honest they both were. She was like, this is too big. You're not putting this in. And he was like, all right, we'll go home.
Yeah, because I got to call Sharon from the job, too. This is why I don't fuck with that department.
All right. So, next advice letter. It says, hey, girls. First, I'd like to say your podcast brings me so much joy. Thank you. I need some advice. I'm 25 years old. I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years, and we've been long distance for almost 1 year. We don't have an exact coming home date. It could be 6 months or 2 years, really. Where the fuck does he live? Is he serving a tour in the war?
Where is he?
You can, is he in prison?
Is he?
Anyway, she says, you can imagine how sex deprived I have been. It's a nightmare, to be honest. I love him to death. And I was really seeing myself spending my life with him. But, and that's when people tell me to leave his ass. He's not a sexual person.
He's probably fucking the shit out of somebody on that ship that he's on.
Or he may really not be a sexual person. He needs to get the fuck ASAP. But anyway, let me finish reading her email. He's not a sexual person. He was raised very Catholic. And for him, sex is basically only to procreate. Why are you still here? Okay, on the opposite, I'm a very sexual being. I tried to have the open relationship talk. He absolutely refuses it. So I've been patiently waiting for him to come back until a few weeks back, I was away in the countryside. They must live on the other side of the world or something.
Are you in Ireland?
Maybe. This reminds me of Outlander. Okay. I was away in the countryside with a few friends for a month, and one of the roommates got my attention. This man is fine as fuck. On top of being intelligent and nice, he is absolutely my type. The sex was incredible. He made me feel good and confident, loving my entire body. I'm back home now, and the only thing I want to be is in his arms. I know the only reason I'm not falling in love with him so far is because I'm not letting myself. Should I leave my boyfriend for this man? He has all the qualities I'm looking for. Is sex a good enough reason? In a way, I don't want to leave my boyfriend while he's away, but I won't see him for another 5 months. Should I wait for him to come back and see what happens and miss an opportunity? Help.
Long-distance relationships are a waste of time. Now, long-distance dick, okay, that's different. Very religious people scare me. I feel like he's lying. I feel like you need to break up and do your thing.
I feel like even if he's being honest, it's still not in line with what you want. So whether he's lying to you or he's being honest, he's probably not going to change his views on sex, and it probably won't be good. I mean, you didn't say if it was good or not. I don't know. But it didn't sound like the sex with the roommate. Now, this is where you kind of got me like, girl, what? When you said, should you leave your boyfriend for this man, well, you could just leave your boyfriend. It don't have to be for him. You could just have fun and like date some different people, because I wasn't really sure about what the relationship is with this man. It seemed like you met a man who was fine as fuck and you fucked him and had a fucking good time.
Had a good time.
And you could do it again. You've already cheated. That's fine. Just end things with this boring man who doesn't want to fuck you, because who wants to be in a sexually frustrated long distance relationship where y'all can't even cuddle?
You're gonna have
he can't even attitude. Change your light bulb.
And if you're anything like me, my face breaks out when I don't have sex. You might have acne. Like, and you over here trying to use all these products that not gonna help. It's because you're not getting no dick. Also, I like to avoid situations. I'm older now, but I have a lot of situations where I wish I could have avoided being like saying things like, dang, I really wasted my time with that person. You are a girlfriend. You are not his wife. You don't need to make any of these huge decisions based off of him. If you're not having the sex you want to have, you never get to see him until every 6 months. Well, leave.
Yeah.
It's, and if like, he comes back in town, y'all want to go to dinner and you still fucking cool. But no, you won't feel like you're cheating on him. End it. Yeah.
End that shit. What the fuck do y'all be standing in these relationships for? I don't understand. You're unhappy, leave. It's much easier to leave now than if you were married to him. Then you gotta do all the paperwork and shit. Girl, bounce.
Oh.
All right. So that's it for the advice. Remember, if you would like to ask us a question, you can email it to us. It's askcocktails@gmail.com. And maybe we will answer your question on the show. You know. But if you ain't got a buck, I won't cover. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Run a double piece, so it's nothing. Back to the point, is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably see the stats in your face, turn around. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe, 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 was a hoe, 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 was a hoe. So it's time for the cocktails. You can send your cocktails in to cocktails.atl@gmail.com, and maybe we will read it on the show. So this says, hey, ladies, longtime listener.
Thanks, girl.
So me and Bae haven't been away in a while, kids. It started before I got home. The cute text, heart eyes, and mouth-watering emojis. Bae is a freak, so I knew what this was about. His last text is, meet me at this address at 6:30. Don't ask questions. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, damn, what is this? Put the address in Google Maps. It's a hotel. But I did what he said. I didn't ask questions. Bae has a direct, aggressive side that I fucking love.
I arrived shortly, walked to the front desk. They greeted me and gave me the room key as if they knew who I already was. I had never been here. Really, all this was strange. She's scared. When I got to the room, it was the penthouse at the Aria. Bitch, I freaked out at the inside. But something made me remain cool on the outside. Babe comes behind me, blindfolds me, and says, you've been a bad girl, haven't you? I played along, whispering, yes, King Sir. Two titles. He King says, Sir. Well, you know what that means. Before I knew it, I was doing everything he said. He undressed me slowly. In his stern, deep voice, he instructs me to do everything that pleases him. I get off by getting my partner off, so it's a win-win. He loves the fluids during sex. Spit, cum swapping, sweat, but not more than getting his ass ate. Munch, munch.
After eating the fuck out of his ass and sucking that big dick from the back, he tells me how good it was and says, you've been practicing. I say in a breathy moan, yes, I have, King Sir. While I lick his cum, it's making my mouth tingle. Without asking, he walks me to the patio and bends me over the balcony. Ooh. That massive dick slid inside me so easily because all the pleasing I had done for him, I was dripping. He fucked me under the Vegas lights till I came gushing like a waterfall. I started feeling this poking in my thigh, like someone else was on the balcony with us. It was my son. What the fuck? I slowly realized, bitch, this was a dream, and King Noir was not my man. Shaking my head, sincerely, I need to stop watching so much King Noir porn. Love y'all.
Here I am thinking, that's the way you have a getaway from the kids. Yeah. This bitch dreaming. Please let your husband listen to this.
When she got to Vegas. What's going on?
I'm sitting there like, the baby was there and he was just on the patio
then
chilling.
I was like, he said no kids. What the fuck? He reneged on the deal. That was a good cocktail. Thanks, girl, for sending that in.
Thank you, girl. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so again, the email is cocktails.atl@gmail.com if you want to send us cocktails. And the advice email is askcocktails@gmail.com. Make sure you guys check the description box for promo codes. Anything that we're promoting will be available there in the description box. We have a new YouTube channel, so all of them will be on the Cocktails Dirty Discussions channel. And then make sure you're following us on Instagram. We are at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
That was funny. Okay. I didn't know it was a dream.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.